Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Upon all the families that are going through bereavement,
We pray that you strengthen them, encourage them, O Lord. Lift the burdens of their heart. Help them to press their way, O Lord. Let them realize that you are with them. Oh, my God, even in the times of trouble, we know you're able, Jesus. We pray that you move in a mighty way. Let your spirit prevail and let your blood cover the day. Wash and make ever withhold, O Lord. Wash away sins, O Lord. Blot out of transgressions, O Lord. Help your people today, O Lord. Save to the uttermost, O Lord. Come into the room and move by your spirit. We need you to take full control. We need you to have your way, not our will. Let our will perish today, O Lord. Help us to draw closer to you. We need a closer walk, Lord. Help us to pray as never before. Teach us to pray, O Lord. Teach us, Jesus. Teach us how to wait on you with patience. Give us the strength that we need to go through. We're dependent on you, Lord. No other help we know. We're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We need you to come to our rescue, to hear our prayer, to move in a mighty way, work miracles. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you will heal the sick, those who are sick in their bodies, those who are dealing with cancer, those who are dealing with COVID. We pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Heal their bodies. Raise them up, oh Lord. Those who are suffering with pneumonia in the lungs, we pray that you dry it up, oh Lord. Save the uttermost, oh Lord. Spare lives, oh Lord. Have mercy today, oh Lord. Oh my God, I pray that you look on those Ukrainians. Have mercy on them today. Save them, oh Lord. Deliver them today. We know thou art a deliverer. We know thou art a mighty, merciful God. We know you're able today. We pray that you touch right now, Lord. Look down, Lord, with compassion and mercy, with a pitiful eye, Lord. Save them, Lord. Save them, Jesus. Deliver them out of the hands of the enemy. Have mercy, Lord. Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. Save to the uttermost, oh Lord. Jesus, oh my God, be merciful, oh Lord. Save to the uttermost, oh Lord. Stretch out your mighty hand, oh Lord. Hover around your people. Help us to go through, oh Lord. Help us, Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need strength today. We need more power, Lord. We need thine anointed. Anoint the service. Anoint the broadcast. Anoint the speaker of the hour. Have your way today, Lord. Let your will be done, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we believe you today. We take you at your word. And now, Lord, I pray that you look on Brother White. Pray that you touch his body. Pray that you will heal him, oh Lord. Deliver him, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able to put the activity of his limbs back in his body. You're able to strengthen his muscles. In the name of Jesus, have mercy on him, Lord. Touch him right now, oh Lord. Raise him up, oh Lord, that your name may be glorified, that we may give your name praise for your wonderful works, Lord. Help us today, Lord. Help us to tell him your goodness. Help us to magnify your name and lift you up in the highest. Help us, oh Lord, to be witnesses of your works, Lord. Jesus, keep us, oh Lord, with our minds stayed on you, watching under prayer. Help us to go through, and we will give thy name the praise. Oh, my God, help us to stand in the midst of all of our tests and trials, no matter what we're going through. Help us to continue to look for you, to trust in you. Now, Lord, I pray that you move by your spirit. Save the unsaved. Look on my dad. Save him, oh Lord. Fill him with the Holy Ghost, oh Lord. Send to yield himself unto you. Jesus, have mercy on his soul, oh Lord. Save to the uttermost. pray that you look on Evangelist Cynthia, touch her body, heal her body, oh Lord. Oh my God, make a way out of no way for her. You know the situation. Fix it, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on your people everywhere, the entire Christian Temple family. Look on your people, touch, bless, save, heal, forgive, and deliver. Blot out of transgression. Let sins be forgiven. Saved to the uttermost, filled with the Holy Ghost, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Lord, thank God for that beautiful opening prayer. And God bless everyone on the line. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. We thank God for all of those on the broadcast today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Fair Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the pastor and the Northern District Overseer, and our late Southern District Overseer Pastor Nils Marshall Sr. Was over the Southern District and pastor of Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. So on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. We also have Mabel Edmond, who led the beautiful opening prayer. So we're going to read out open scripture, and it's taken from the 119th number of Psalm, beginning with the 89th verse. That's the 119th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 89. And it reads, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments has made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me." Thank God for the word, 119th number of Psalm, the 89th, throughout the 98th number of Psalm. And just want to thank you all again so much for tuning in. I would like to let you know if anyone would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/my king service, title one school and one is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100@gmail.com, to tune in by phone every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/my king service, title one school and one is O. And I want to read the names of those to remember on our prayer list. I want to remember Brother Mosey White, Benjamin Hogs, Melissa Smith, Titus Edmund Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, Gregory Smith, Sean Colbreth, the Breeze Williams Edmund family, Tracy Curry, Daryl Mercado, Steve Fields, part of the Parham family, Amore Nixon family, Mother Janice Marshall, Arlene Monti, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the Breeze Anderson family, Muhammad Haminid family, Robin Manfay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, and all of the Breeze families, Mr. Barry Johnson, the Breeze Johnson family, the Breeze Gatewood family, the Spriggs family, excuse me, the Breeze Barry family, and Breeze Hall family, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And if you are looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth host the There Is Hope Ministry. The phone number is 551-258-7171. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Engel and Missionary Myrtle Huff and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elderberry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be seen on Saturday. That's 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Nursery Manual Hogs teams up with Evangelist Matt Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. If you would like to work in ministry, or if you'd like any magic prayer list, if you'd like to have the marks after the word, if you're clergy or you want to sing a song or give a testimony, you can definitely call our guest line at 978-990-5270. Access code is 794-6408. If you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. On Sundays at 6 o'clock p.m., Grace Temple hosts a Sunday afternoon service at 721-740 via teleconference 4840. The access code is 182-7631. Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor, and we are celebrating having our annual Deacon's Day this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. via teleconference, and that is the number that you can call. Again, that phone number is 720-740-4840, and the access code is 182-7631. Service starts at 7 o'clock p.m. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time, and I just want to sing a very small portion of this song. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior, happy and blessed. I'm watching and waiting, I'm looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Mabel, and then that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. I thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Khadijah. Beautiful song. And also the psalm in 119th number of psalm and verse 89, it said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And I was just listening to this song the other day, yesterday I believe it was, and this is what he was singing about. God's word is settled in heaven, meaning that whatever God says, that's exactly what he's going to do, and that's what he means. His word is going to stand when everything else goes down. So thank the Lord for the word of God that was read and how that God's faithfulness is unto generation to generation. And also in verse 93, he said, I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. Glory to God. With the precepts of God, thou hast quickened me. And when you keep God's word, his precepts, and his laws, he will quicken you. And I just thank the Lord. Very, very encouraging scriptures that was read today. And we thank God. We thank God for you tuning in on tonight, on this afternoon. We pray that you will receive a great blessing by listening in to this broadcast. At this time, we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour, and let us pray for her and with her that the word of God may have free course, and that is none other than Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God, giving honor to whom honor is due. Thank God for the opening prayer and the opening scripture, and also for that beautiful selection. And I thank the Lord for the beautiful words of encouragement and the points that Evangelist May brought out. I just thank God because this is the Lord's day, and I'm glad in it, and I'm rejoicing in it because it didn't have to be so. God did not promise us that we would be alive. By the grace of God, we are here. And I'm so glad that I have another opportunity to give thanks to the Lord. I have another opportunity to say hallelujah, to clap my hands, to give glory and honor to God, because he is worthy of all praises. Amen. Praise the Lord. And without any further ado, let us prepare to go to the word of God, and let us put our minds on the Lord for a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless your name. Oh, God, we ask that you will speak unto us. Lord, minister unto us. You know what we stand in need of. Lord, everyone who's listening, let a blessing come to them through your word, and bless them, Lord, with whatever they are needing. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we believe you, and we are taking you at your word, and we thank you. We count it done. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for everything he's done. Praise the Lord. I just thank God because he looked down on a wretch like me. Praise the Lord. He had mercy on my soul. He forgave my sin. He changed me. He converted me. Then he sanctified me and filled me with the Holy Ghost. He gave me a determination on the inside to keep going all the way. And I'm glad about it. Praise the Lord. I'm just happy for what the Lord has done. Yes, there have been tests and trials, and there have been times when I made mistakes because nobody's right about everything. Praise the Lord. There were times when I got discouraged or I got weak. God has always been there to encourage me to continue on. And I'm just glad about it because when I look back over my life and I see where the Lord has brought me from and how good God has been to me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for saving me. Hallelujah. And I'm just glad to be on the Lord's side. I'm just glad to have this opportunity to say thank you, Lord, one more day. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. I really feel like praising the Lord because God has been so good to me. And when I think on what was said earlier about his word is established forever, and it will never pass away. Oh, and whatever God has declared, that he will do. Praise the Lord. And I'm just so grateful. I thank him. Praise the Lord. I thank him for salvation. I thank the Lord for being so good. Glory, hallelujah. I just have to take a little time out and just give him praise and give him thanks because he's done so much. And I really can't tell it all, but what I can tell, hallelujah, I'm glad to tell it. Amen. He keeps on doing great things. Oh, praise
great
the Lord. And I'm just happy for what God is doing. He's working miracles. He's moving in miraculous ways. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
he's healing the sick. Oh, praise be to God. He's doing great and wonderful things. He's saving the lost souls. He's doing all of these things. And I'm glad about it. I'm praising him. We might can't see everything that God is doing, but God is always doing something, hallelujah, that we don't know of. God is always moving and working where we can't see with our natural eye, or it may not have been revealed to us, but God is in action. Hallelujah. He never sleeps and he never slumbers, but he is always looking out for us. Oh, he's always opening doors, making ways. Oh, glory to God, moving obstacles out of our way. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He's always doing these things for us, looking out for us. Praise be to God. In ways that we don't even know about or can't even imagine. But God is working it out. Amen. He's turning things around. Oh, he's working on somebody's heart and on their mind that we're not even aware of. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
To
thank
your
you.
Name, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, glory
we should never, ever feel discouraged about what God can do because he can do everything. If you go to God in prayer and you take a petition before him, know that God has the power to do everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And all you have to do is just trust the Lord. Just keep the faith and never give up. Just keep looking to him. Oh, thank you, Lord. So you don't know what God is doing on your behalf.
Amen.
You don't know how God is moving on your behalf. Oh, thank you, Lord. You don't know whose heart God has touched to be a blessing to you. Oh, praise be to God. So let us just keep the faith, keep looking to the Lord because God, he just keeps on working. He keeps on doing things. And it's just the Lord just dropped this in my spirit. Praise be to God. And I just can't help but talk about it.
All right.
Just the things that God is doing. Well, some of these things he will reveal to us, but some of them we won't even know about. And there have been times when danger has come up upon us and we were not even aware, but God was right there to protect us. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's always looking out for us. He's always there. Oh, praise the Lord. He promised that he would never leave us, neither forsake us. He promised to be with us. Oh, yes, Lord. Glory be to God. If you have made a commitment to the Lord, know this. He will never leave you. He won't forsake you. He won't leave you by yourself. He won't abandon you. Oh, yes, Lord, but he's ever present, always there. Glory be to God. There's no need to fear. No need to draw back. When you know it's the Lord, he's going to be there with you. He's going to be right there. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm reminded. Oh, yes, Lord, how Elisha, he was surrounded by the army. Glory to God. And the young man, the minister that he had there, could not see what the prophet could see. But he saw all the help that God had provided. Oh, yes, Lord. And he prayed that God would open the young man's eyes, that he would see that there were more with them than were against them. Oh, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
All he could see were the armies all around and all encamped round about, but there were more from God's heavenly host. Yes, Lord. Thank you. More of them than any of the enemy. They were completely outnumbered. But the young man couldn't see until the prophet prayed and asked God to open his eyes and let him see. And he was able to see. So I believe that the psalmist, he began to say in the 121st number of Psalms, then I will lift up my eyes unto the hill, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. So we can look to the Lord and he will send help. But sometimes we have situations and we're just wondering where we're going to get help. This seems like help is not available. Glory to God. But we can lift up our eyes and look to the hill. We can call on the Lord because he is a very present help in trouble. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He's always there. I just thank the Lord because his word is true. God, he will always be there. Praise the Lord. God will always be there. The Bible lets us know that God is our refuge and strength. In the 46th number of Psalms, the Lord is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Praise the Lord. So God is always present for us. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Somebody sang a song saying he was there all the time, but they didn't know that he was there. They were not aware. Oh, but when they began to look back and see what God had done, and they realized that he was there all the time. Praise be to God. So I'm just grateful. I thank God for being there for me. Praise the Lord. I thank him for sending help when I needed help. And I can always call on the Lord, and he will be right there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just feel good down in my soul. Oh, I just feel like giving God the glory. He is worthy. He is worthy at all times and always worthy. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I just want to read a few verses of scripture and get on out of the way. Praise the Lord. Romans, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 10. Romans, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 10. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And the Bible reads, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, but the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And my title is Justified by Faith. And the theme is Saved from Wrath. Hallelujah. Justified by faith. Glory be to God. This faith that we have in the Lord, that we have in him, he gives us peace through Jesus Christ. Amen. And by this faith, we have access to the grace of God, wherein we stand, rejoicing in the hope of the glory of God. Praise the Lord. We have much to give God glory for. We have much to worship him about. We have much to praise God about because of all that he's done for us. The Lord has sent Jesus to die on the cross for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. Therefore, reconciling us back to God. In other words, bringing us again into unity, harmony, or agreement by not being alienated anymore, but brought back and reunited with God. Hallelujah. It was sin that separated us from God. But because of Jesus, being that sacrifice, amen, he died a sacrificial death to bring mankind and God back together in unity. Hallelujah. That we may have fellowship with the Lord. Therefore, we're no longer estranged from God, but we have been reconciled to him, and therefore we have the atonement. Amen. Justified, the act of declaring someone to be righteous, whereas we were guilty by sin. Hallelujah. Jesus died and dropped all the charges and therefore justified us, declaring us righteous through his blood. Oh, thank you, Lord. It is the blood of Jesus that cleanses all sin, that justifies us. Amen. And we are justified by faith. Therefore, we are saved from wrath, that death and destruction. Glory to God. We are saved through grace. Hallelujah. The grace of God. Something that none of us could do anything to deserve. We cannot pay for grace. We can't work for it. We can't even deserve it. Hallelujah. But it's an unmerited favor of God that he gives to everyone freely. Hallelujah. The grace of God. By his grace, we are saved. Amen. We have this salvation from the wrath to come. It was sin that brought about death upon everyone. All of us were, we deserved to die. But because of Jesus, because of him, he took our place. He died in our place. And when he did this, he justified us. So he dropped all the charges and dismissed the case against us. Praise the Lord. And now We have been justified through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. I'm just so happy for what God did for me when I think of it, that I'm not even deserving of it. Hallelujah. But God commended his love toward us. He didn't have to do it, but he did this. He sent Jesus to die for us while we were yet in our sins. And by him doing this, this is the great love of God. God loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I'm so glad that the Lord had mercy on a wretch like me. And he reached way down and picked me up. Hallelujah. He changed me. And he made something beautiful out of my life. Where the enemy was trying to destroy my life, he was trying to cut me off. Hallelujah. But God had a special plan for my life. God had called and chosen me that I didn't even know anything about. Praise be to God. The enemy did everything he could to put a stop to my life. But because Jesus died for me, oh, glory to God, the grace of God was shed abroad in my heart. The love of God lifted me and protected me. Hallelujah. He was there all the time. When I fell into the river, in Flint River, down there in Albany, Georgia, hallelujah, he was there all the time. Well, thank you, Lord. When I nearly stepped on a poisonous snake, oh, glory to God, and God was there all the time, and my dad reached out and grabbed me before my foot could come down on the snake. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He was there all the time. Oh, praise be to God. When me and my sister were really little and we didn't really know the danger that was facing us, we were playing at a tree that had a hole in it. And we kept poking our hands in there. And this thing that we were touching was swelling up. And we didn't realize that we were playing with a rattlesnake. Oh, yes, Lord, but he was there all the time. Oh, thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, yes, Lord, when I was conceived, oh, yes, Jesus, hallelujah, when I was conceived in my mother's womb, the enemy fought to stop my life and tried to convince my mother to get rid of me. But God was there all the time. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. His love, oh, yes, Lord, lifted me. And he caused me to come on into the world. And he had a plan for my life. So I just thank God because I'm saved from wrath. I thank God, hallelujah, that I'm justified by faith. And I'm glad about it, so glad to be on the Lord's side. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I praise God for what he has done. I bless the Lord, hallelujah. I can't thank him enough for what he's done. And there are countless times, no doubt, that my life was in danger, but I never knew it. I never saw it. Hallelujah. And God didn't show it to me. He didn't let me see it. But he was there all the time. My help was right there to protect me. Oh, thank you, Lord God. I glory in tribulation. Praise the Lord. Because I know that Jesus lives. And that by glory in tribulation, this is going to help me to have patience. Amen. Oh, yes, Lord. That tribulation worketh patience. It'll teach us how to wait on God. And when we have this patience, this calm endurance, oh, it's going to bring about experience. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. And after we get that experience, then it's going to bring about hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. Because we know as long as Jesus is alive, we have hope. Oh, praise the Lord. Jesus will never die. He will always live. And this is eternal. Praise be to God. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, I have a sure future. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I have escaped the wrath. Amen. I praise God for his word. I thank God for what he has done. Amen. God has given us his great love, and that love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And today, if you desire to have the Holy Ghost, if you desire to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Because you don't know what all God has already done for you and on your behalf. But he wants to reveal himself to you. He wants to make himself known to you in a way that you have never known him before. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. He wants to reveal to you the calling that he has on your life and the plan that he has for you. Praise the Lord. Today, you can repent of your sins and become godly sorry to the point that you never want to do wrong anymore. God has already made it possible for you to justify you, but it must be done by faith. Hallelujah. You can put your faith in him and accept Savior, and you can be saved from hell and destruction. You can be saved from the wrath to come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God wants to do that for you today. And if there's anyone sick in their body, desiring to be made whole, God wants to do it for you and make you whole. Hallelujah. If there's anyone struggling and trying to hold on, feeling like hope is gone, they just can't find any more strength to push on or press on, I want you to know that the Lord will give you strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's there to strengthen you and encourage you, to uphold you and to carry you through. Oh, praise the Lord. He's there just for you. Amen. And he'll do it for you today if you can only believe. Praise the Lord. So at this time, let us prepare to go to God in prayer. Let us put our trust in him. Let us believe him together, because he wants to do it for you. He'll give you what you need. Amen. He'll give you that healing today. If you're bound, he'll give you deliverance. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. If you are ashamed, he'll take away the shame and give you holy boldness. Oh, praise the Lord. Whatever your situation is, God has the power to change it around. God has the power to fix it. Oh, and he wants to fix it for you. You ought to let him do it for you today. At this time, with our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Oh, Lord God, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we ask for mercy. We ask, God, for forgiveness. We ask you, Lord, to wash us and to purge us. Sanctify us, Lord. Clean us up on the inside and on the outside. Lord, lay your hand upon us. We need a touch right now. Lord, we need strength and we need power, Lord. We pray, God, for those who are not saved, Lord, desiring to be saved, desiring to accept you as their personal Savior. And while this prayer is being prayed, those who have repented in their heart and open up their heart, Lord, we pray, God, that you will forgive their sins and that you will make your abode in them, Lord, stuck with them and they with you. In the name of Jesus, oh, my Lord, make yourself known unto them. Reveal yourself, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, send your anointing. Destroy the yokes of bondage in the name of Jesus. Destroy every evil work. Tear it down right now. We know you're able, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible. Oh, Lord Jesus, be merciful and compassionate and blot out transgressions. Wash away iniquities. Lord, we pray, God, for those sick in their bodies, desiring to be healed, desiring to have their health back. We know you're able, Lord Jesus, to restore their health. Oh, my God, heal them of their sickness, disease, or infirmity, affliction, whatever it is they're plagued with. Have mercy. Have mercy if their body is racked with pain. Oh, God, take away the pain in the name of Jesus. Rebuke the pain, Lord God, right now. Lord, cast it out in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, we know you're able, Lord. Oh, God, if they've committed any sin or done anything wrong, be compassionate, Lord. Be merciful and forgive in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, move away. Move and work wonders, Lord. Work miracles, oh, God. Open doors, Lord, and make ways in the name of Jesus. Open up the blinded eyes and cause them to see their way. Draw them in, Lord Jesus. Those whose ears are stopped, oh God, unstop the deaf ears and cause them to hear your word and hearken and obey in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, my God. All the power is in your hand. Lord, we pray for all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Oh, Lord Jesus, the names that we heard called out earlier, we ask you, Lord, a special prayer for each and every one of them to bless them today with the blessing that they stand in need of. Oh, Lord, move right now, God. Open the windows of heaven and command the blessing to be showered down, oh, Lord, and overtake them in the name of Jesus. Have your way, my God, and let your will be done. Lord Jesus, we ask, oh, God, that you'll please remember Titus Edmond Sr., Lord. Lay your hand on him, Lord God. Work on his heart and his mind. Lord Jesus, we pray, God, that you will touch his body, Lord, and restore his strength and his health in the name of Jesus. Touch his heart and his mind. Save him, my God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, glory.
Yes, Lord. Thank
yes,
you, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you. Oh,
thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank
oh,
you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Oh,
thank
my
you,
God.
Jesus.
Good, God, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank
you, Jesus.
Glory to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank
you. Thank
you,
Jesus. Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
let
you,
your
Jesus.
Glory be upon him, Lord.
You,
oh, yes, Lord. Glory be to God.
Thank
raise
you,
him up, Lord God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, bless your name, my God. We know you're able, God, and we believe
yes,
you
Lord.
Right now.
Fill his soul with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Do it, Lord God, even while this prayer is being prayed. Touch him, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, have your way. Let your will be done. Oh, God, look on Evangelist Cynthia. Oh, my Lord, lay your hand upon her. Touch her, Lord Jesus. Touch her body, my God. Heal her, Lord Jesus. And encourage her, my God.
Yes.
Let her say, Lord, with the blessing that she stands in need of, move on her, Lord God.
Move on
her behalf. Jesus, we know
yes.
you're able, my God. Bind the enemy on every side.
Yes.
Destroy his work. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Tear down the stronghold. In the name of Jesus, and remember her
name
mom today, God, her grandchildren. Bless them, Lord God, in a special
yes.
way. Save them, my God.
In the name of
Deliver their souls in the name of Jesus. Look on Evangelist May, Lord. We pray, God, a
yes.
special prayer for her, that you will touch her, my Lord, help her strengthen
yes.
her and anoint her for your service. Use her, my
Please,
God.
Jesus.
Have your
Please.
Way. Have your way, Lord.
Have your way,
Jesus. Work it out for her, my God. Fix
yes.
it, Lord Jesus, in as much
yes.
as he labors to do your will, my God. He labors in your vineyard, oh God. Make the way for her. And Lord, bless her ministry. Let her ministry continue to grow and prosper in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, look on Sister Cheryl, Lord Jesus. Touch her right now. Strengthen her, Lord. Help her, my God, to do your will. Oh, my God, lift her up, Lord Jesus, and go with her in the name of Jesus. Bless her, Lord, in a special way this day. And remember, daughter India. Oh, Lord Jesus, I pray, God,
yes,
that you
Lord.
Touch, save her, Lord God. Deliver her in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, God, that you will look on Evangelist Khadija, that you will bless her, Lord,
yes.
right now. With the blessing that
yes.
she stands in need of. Move on her, my God.
Yes.
In a mighty
in
way,
name
Lord
of
Jesus. Touch her, my God. Strengthen
yes.
and encourage her. Take
yes.
her, oh, my God. Let her ministry grow. Let it prosper. In the name of Jesus. Have your way. Have your way, Lord.
Have your
let
way.
Your will be done. Open doors and make ways for her. Oh, God, do it
yes.
right now. While we're praying this prayer, and Lord, we ask you to look on Sister Rhoda. Oh, Lord Jesus, ever touch her,
Lord.
Strengthen her and encourage her. Help her, Lord, to do
yes.
your will. Open her understanding the more concerning your word
yes.
and concerning your will. We know you are able. Nothing is too hard for you, God. Bless her and her family. In the name of Jesus, we know you have the power, and we are asking you to fix it right now. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. We ask you to look on Brother Mosey White. Oh, Jesus, stop by. Stop by his room, Lord God. Make
yes,
your
Lord
invitation, Lord. Lay your hand on this, Lord Jesus. Touch his body, Lord God, while we're praying this prayer. And restore him, Lord. Make him whole, Lord Jesus. Fix it for him, my God. We believe you, Lord Jesus. And we're taking you at your word. Oh, my God. And remember all of those whose names we did not call. But you are aware. You know their needs, Lord. You know the things that they are petitioning you for. And we ask you, God, to grant every petition according to your own will. In the name of Jesus, we believe it and we count it done. And Lord, we thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for this prayer, oh God. We thank you for
thank
your
you,
son, Lord. Thank you for the moving
yes,
of your spirit.
Thank you,
Lord, we thank you for the outpouring of your spirit. Hallelujah.
Thank
we thank
you
for
Jesus.
Healing, oh God. Thank you for strength.
Yes,
thank you for power. Thank you, Lord Jesus. what you're doing right now, Lord, and for what you're about to do. Oh, God, we praise you. And we ask, Lord, that you'll accept our prayer. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. This time, broadcast is back into the hands of the host.
And praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that beautiful anointed word of God and the anointed prayer that followed. I just want to go ahead and open up the floor to Evangelist Maybelle that she might have remarks.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God for the word of God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. We've been justified, and it's by faith. It's not by nothing that we did, but it's by faith. Glory to God. And we thank God for the mercy of God that he bestowed upon us and given us this great opportunity and this great chance to receive this salvation. I thank the Lord for the word of God, that anointed message coming through Evangelist Amin on this afternoon. I thank God because his word is forever settled in heaven. His word is true. And his word will make you. His word will fix you. His word will save you. His word will give you strength where you're weak. And I just thank God for this word. Thank him for it today. God is a good God. And he knows just what we need. He knows just how to feed us and what to feed us. I just thank God for that meal on today.
Yeah,
thank God. Thank God also for that anointed prayer. I praise God. God knows all about it. He knows each and every one of our situations. And she prayed for that. God knows all about it. So I thank the Lord for that. I thank God he's an on-time God. And I feel better. Thank the Lord. Glory to God. I'm saying to Evangelist Amin, that's right. He let the Lord have his way. And keep on praying and preaching the word of God. Let God have his way. I really enjoyed it today. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Maybelle. And again, thank God for that word, justified by faith, saved from wrath. I tell you, she really preached under the anointing. I enjoyed the word of God coming through her. And I love that scripture, you know, how when we were still sinners, Christ, he died for us, and how you might not be able to find someone to die for a righteous man or even for a good man, but Christ showed us exactly what love was, in that before we could be called righteous, he died for us then. And I'm so glad that God is not like man, because man has a partiality. We're all sinners, and he didn't pick a specific group to die for and leave a specific group out, but he died for us all. Therefore, we all have a chance to be saved. Amen. I enjoy the word of God again. I enjoy prayer. And like Vanessa Maybelle said, you know, she prayed for the things that we, you know, that was God. That was God, and I thank God for it. Vanessa Maybelle, Amin, say to you, keep on preaching the word of God, and I'm going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Amin.
Amen. Praise be to God. I tell you, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing.
Yes, yes.
And I'm glad. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, everyone be encouraged, and let us continue to trust in the Lord and keep our faith in him and keep looking to him. And those of you who are seeking to be saved, desiring to be saved, God will save you. All you have to do is just keep the faith and don't give up, but continue to go after the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. And God will do it for you. So I just thank the Lord for this day and for how the Lord is blessed. Thank God for all of you for your continued support. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just feel deep inside like praying. Hallelujah. And I'm glad to have that prayer. It's so, God answers prayer. Prayer works. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
so don't give up. Just keep praying, and God will come through for you. He will surely come through. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just feel good. I really enjoyed the beautiful remarks and exhortations. And I just thank God for both of you, Evangelist May and Evangelist Khadija, for your continued help and support and all that you do and for your prayers. Praise the Lord. And I just count myself blessed. I truly am blessed today. Amen. Praise God. So anybody have anything in addition before we close?
Not at this time.
All right. Well, we thank God for this broadcast on this afternoon. And again, we thank God for all of you and for taking the time out to tune in with us. Praise the Lord. And we look forward to you tuning in with us again on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, may God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. And don't forget to give God praise all day long. And when the night comes, give us some more praise. Hallelujah. God bless. And good night.